UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, who addressed reporters after the meeting, said it was very important to recognize the enormous service being performed by Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey on behalf of the entire international community. Guterres heads the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, which this week announced that the number of Syrian refugees in these countries had surpassed the 2 million mark.
We are facing the dramatic escalation of the Syrian conflict, namely with the use of chemical weapons. We strongly appeal to the international community to overcome existing differences and come together to stop the fighting. There is no humanitarian solution to the Syrian crisis. Rather, there needs to be a political solution to end the humanitarian crisis.
Providing refuge to such a large number of people is exacting a heavy toll on these countries, according to UNHCR, particularly in key sectors such as education, healthcare, water and electricity services, and in the labor market. Jordan's Foreign Minister, Nasser Judeh, described the situation they're collectively facing as the humanitarian spillover of the political and military violence taking place in Syria.
The magnitude of this humanitarian crisis has proven to be beyond the ability of any country to deal with. In Jordan, where the population is 6 million people, to host 586,000 Syrian refugees, almost 11% of the population, is not only a threat to our very existence, but it is something that is presenting more challenges to an already challenged economy.
Lebanon's Minister of Social Affairs, Wael Abu Faour, expressed concern for his country, host to more than 1 million Syrian refugees.
It's becoming very alarming on the security level, on the social level, it's becoming very alarming on the economic level, and it's becoming very alarming on the demographic level. And I think that so far, the response of the international community to this crisis is frustrating.
The Syrian crisis began in March 2011, and roughly 7,500 citizens fled to Turkey that year, according to the country's foreign minister, Ahmet Davutoglu. This year, the number jumped to 500,000.
Now chemical weapons has been used 2 weeks ago, and we don't know what will be the impact on the masses because of this escalation of tension. If the same trend continues, if this violence against civilians continues like before, and if there is no international reaction to it, we are scared that all the neighboring countries will be facing much bigger numbers of refugees.
For Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshia Zebari, increased numbers is just one aspect of the challenge of hosting Syrian refugees.
We suffer also as a result from security connections and the connections of extremist groups across the borders. We in Iraq suffer from that. You've seen recently a number of car bombs, of terrorist attacks that has become very frequently recently, unfortunately. Not to mention also the shakeup of the ethnic sectarian makeup in these countries too. That is another issue.
The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, reports that a $4 billion appeal for Syria launched in June is less than half funded. The agency will host a ministerial-level meeting at the end of this month aimed at boosting humanitarian support to the region. Deanne Penn, United Nations.